Breathe with me. Yes. Open up a little bit to your bodies and sigh as you breathe out. Wiggle around a little bit. Invite your breath to also cleanse and purify as you breathe in and let go. Yes. They're beautiful, beautiful bodies. Sometimes your minds drive them a bit, do they not? And your bodies get fatigued, stressed. Right now, please let your bodies know that you love them, that you are present, that you care for, you care about your physical body. I am the presence that loves your body, has had a great awareness of what your body needs. Sometimes you get sick. You call it getting sick. Sometimes it's just necessary to spend time with your body. It does not want to make you spend time when you feel all congested or whatever. It's just that if there is no other time, then it gets your attention. So, in this time, that which is your body is your only instrument for life. You don't have two of them, yes? You don't have three of them? Any of you? That you know of. You only have one instrument for life, this beautiful, beautiful body. When you were considering as spirit before you came to earth, you had something to do with that which is this being body that you are sitting in right now. It was not just about genetics. It was not just about your parents getting together and forming you in an egg and sperm way. No. Your soul, your spirit, sent into that moment a very particular energy and intention. And it is your energy, your intention, that picked all of the things you picked from your parents' genetic information so you could form this instrument for life. It had to fit you. It had to match you, who you are. It had to serve you. It had to be you in this experience of life. So, this body that you intended for life, that you chose what to take forward and make material, this body, this being, this instrument, right now, if you can, allow yourself to open to it with greater love, greater awareness, and tenderness, as if you are the parent, the mother, the father, that which is the being that loves, the instrument of life that belongs to you, doesn't belong to anyone else. I will help. I will help. I like to speak my own language. I'm using your language because it is how you understand me. But it is very cumbersome. English is not a very feeling language, is it? It's very good for mental processing, yes? Many words. But do you understand that every time you clip off your words, just like the word, it clips energy. It makes it stop. You have many consonants in your language. So everything stops. P's, T's. Yes? So if you permit me, I will share something in my language. And I just ask you to receive, let your bodies receive, and let it help you feel that sense of connection to you as living being, as a life being. Breathe again and just open up. Yes, open. Ah, yes. Gumaya, El Gamaya, Shua Gamaya, Ela Koa, Eomakaya, Ha, O Shu Gamal Gumaya, Shkumaya Gumaya, Ea, Ea, Ea. Air. Breathe. Do not forget to breathe. Yes. If you wish to say something to your body with your own voice that opens that which is your consciousness, your mind, and your body to your mind and your consciousness, very simple thing to remember is Alomaha. Alomaha. You say, Alomaha. Now I want you to say it directly to your own body. Alomaha. And feel. Feel, yes. And say it again. Just as tenderly as you can. Lo maha. Ah. Oh, your body's like this. Your body's like to be spoken to. Your body's recognized this language because it is a language that is embedded in all of life, all of creation. Most indigenous cultures, most native beings, most native cultures have languages that have evolved out of this. They feel and they express the feeling through their bodies to other bodies. So their languages are much more felt and they have much more openness, more vowels. You have how many vowels in your language? Count them. Five. Yes. Perhaps if every sound that opened from your heart and your body and your being had an opening sound that was allowed to form language, you would be able to communicate what you feel. How hard is it for you to communicate truly what you feel? Is it difficult? It is not your fault. Part of it is the language. Do you see? Part of it is the language. How many of you long to express? Do you see? You feel it here, yes? You long to express. Yes. So, I give you full permission to make up your own language. Full permission to create from this place of feeling more expression. Whether or not yet there is all of the understanding, you can give it understanding if you wish. Do you see? Alomaha. A gentle connection to your own body's life. And your body opens and it says, ah, I am here. I am open to receive. you can then bring into your body that which is anything that you wish to speak to your body, it will receive. This is your way to communicate to your lungs, to your liver, to your pancreas. Get to know them. They know you. They hold things for you. Do you see? They are very adept at holding everything that you haven't yet desired to bring to awareness or consciousness. They know lots about you. They know many memories about your life. Get to know them. Speak to them. Ask them to speak to you, to share with you what they hold. They don't want to hold everything for you. They wish more to live, to dynamically be in relationship with every other part of who you are so that you feel vital and alive. So, one other thing. Tonight, it is my pleasure to be speaking with you. But one thing I would like you to do for me is to bring your soul, your spirit, your energy, and connect down into your body, through your body, through your legs, through your root, directly into my body. I would invite you to do so. Because as you do, I have many, many gifts that I have not been able to fully share with humanity for a very long time. I have many, many gifts to share with you. I wish to give to you, but I have to reach you, and you have to reach me in order for me to share them. So, take some deep breaths and let your souls put your feet back down on my body and into my body. Every one of you has a design in your body. You have feet and toes, yes? Do you know about your meridians that run through your body? That is what the Chinese discovered, yes? Energy pathways, yes? They send down shoots into my body. Your root is not just a sitting there at the base of your spine. It wants to drop in like a root, like a tree, into this big planetary life force that I have plenty of to go around. There is no shortage. Do you understand? I have no shortage of life force. You can have some. You can have all you need. And that is not all. I not only want to support your body for life, I want to support your life for life. What do you need in your life? To live your life. To be alive more fully. What do you need? Some of you have some lists. What are they? Name some things. What do you need? What do you have on your list for life? Money. Because in your system, that has been the arrangement, yes? You need a method of exchange for it. I want this, I give you this. I need to get money in order to have more of what I need for life. Well, open up to me. I am a manifester. Have you not noticed? I materialize. I take energy and open it into many, 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 many bodies of expressions. And I am not separate from anything material. You have dollar bills, they are material, yes? I am somehow part of that too. So are you. So, put your feet down into life. Open up the base of your spine and drop in the anchor that is yours to open into life. And then begin to ask me for what you need. I have many things to share, and I have ways to assist you, ways to assist you. Who gets all the credit for synchronicity? Who gets all the credit? If things are in flow, your soul is aligned not just with your spirit. Your soul is aligned with the flow of life. Otherwise, how could life flow in that moment if there was not an alignment that opens up the material experience to also manifest in magical ways? I am part of that. I am part of that. Once upon a time, many, many of you, if you were embodied, and most of you were, at a very early time of our story together, you knew me as mother. You knew me as mother. You lived in a cycle of life and nature close to me. You trusted me. You asked me for what you needed. And we worked together in partnership. Then it was all cut off, and you started to be afraid of your own body, afraid of life. It's time to heal the relationship with your body, to heal and come home to your relationship with me, and to open the cycles of your own life to yourself, and to open the cycles of life to creation. Life creates in a circle. That's how I create, in a circle. It comes out of the void, out of the mystery, out of that place where there is nothing yet manifest. It opens into, and with you as partner, into your soul, your inspiration, what you vibrate in your heart that you wish to make real. It comes to consciousness, begins to magnetize and vibrate in your field. It calls things into your life, into your experience, so you can make it so. We work together, and I love the process, and I love you. I have tried to cover a few little themes that are personal to me when I speak to you for the first time, for some of you. But I want you to know that even though I'm speaking through this one, that I speak to each of you directly. Talk to me. Listen. I will respond. You will find out how I respond to you just by opening the dialogue. Walk out in life, in nature. Talk to me. Ask me for what you need. You are not alone. Your physical bodies are intimate with me. It is your souls and your consciousnesses that now need to reconnect. And know that you have all that you need. I am a good mother. And I will work with you, and we will create some new things, because the world needs some new forms. Does it not? Yes. So will you help? I am speaking as one who knows that in your hearts you wish to create a different world, a different creation, a different experience for yourselves, for your children, for those that you love, and for those yet to come. I do too. And we will do that together. So, if there's any questions, I could take a couple of questions, can I not?
The solar plexus, very large, they say. How does that affect you? And us.
Well, did you notice that these last ones did not disrupt as much of the technology as they thought they would? That is not the intention. That which is sun is my partner, just as it is you are partnered with me and also with sun, because sun is our center of life and light that animates all of life here. We could not exist without that which is our great sun. So when the sun moves directly and sends what is called a solar flare, it is rather like a seed of information. Light is always carrying information. Whether or not you receive it all, that is up to you, but it's always full of information. So what is it? It's seeding information directly into what? Our body, my body, but also into the consciousness here. It's rather like a conception. Yes? Direct, we receive, we start to open the information and manifest it in ways that come to consciousness. So in the next 6 months, solar flares don't manifest immediately because the information is so embedded and it has to work its way through your awareness, your consciousness. It has to also open up those places in your own soul or nature, your sun nature, that may need to integrate some of what is you have received directly, and then it begins to come to consciousness. So in the next 6 months is when, after a solar flare that is this powerful and this direct, humanity then begins to bring it to light. You are humanity. Bring it to light, and it begins to then take on forms that you begin to create in expression, in experience. I also do the same, but I do it my way. Do you see? Any other questions or comments?
Has the lunar eclipse and the solar eclipse to come, are those events affecting you and us as well?
It is very exciting, yes. In this particular time, it is not just an eclipse. You must understand that from my perspective as a planetary being, which I am in relationship with all the planetary beings that are in what you call solar system, and rather like brothers, sisters, family, yes? So as family, when we configure together in a certain way, there is a way in which there is a communication that sets up. You call it astrology. Although many of the astrologers don't always understand what is taking place. They have a certain way of interpreting, and they think they can predict things, but that is not usually the case. But we do communicate. There is a communication that happens between me and other planetary bodies, and the sun and the earth and the moon, which is another planetary body. When we all line up, there is a way in which certain things are possible that are not possible. When you come together in certain configurations, are not certain things possible that are not possible when you're not together? Yes? You understand this? So this is what is happening at this time, in this time, and you have time, and I don't like time, but that is another story. In this time, which is rather like a dome event, so it is extended. It is not just one moment, it is not 2 moments, it's not 2 weeks, it's a dome of it, of experience during this larger time. During this time, there is that which is a coherency that is possible. It requires, however, that you have a certain alignment within your own body, within your own core, so that you have a firm planting of yourself here in your body, that you have a receptivity to your own spirit and your own guidance system, your own ability to receive light and information, because it is this central core that is your vessel for this configuration at this time. If you have a core alignment, you probably have been feeling some sort of excitement. almost a sense of exhilaration, a little bit of, you're not sure why, but things feel more possible, more optimistic. You are receiving as much as you can during this time, and it is not ended. It does not end at the solar eclipse in a week. It is a dome. It extends out beyond it, just as it had started before it. So it will continue to assist you to come into greater and greater alignment during this time, and that means clearing the central core and bringing your soul into your body and planting, just as we did earlier, just as I invited you to do. The more it is clear and open, the more you take in. And the more it then becomes a sort of catalyst or way for you to feel as if that which is your gift, your presence, now has connection to others also doing the same thing. So if you and you and you and you and all of you are doing this, you form something together that was not possible before. So, long explanation, but perhaps this, do you understand somewhat? Yes?
How can we form a partnership with nature? How would that work in a concrete way?
In a concrete way.
Well, it's not concrete. That's what I was thinking. How can we put it into practice? I guess that's
well, what part of nature are you considering? Me? The David Kingdom? Your flower garden? The trees? The animals? What part? The David Kingdom, that is, yes. The David Kingdom is, it depends on where you go in nature to meet the David Kingdom. Most of the devas that are connected to trees or to rivers or to lakes or areas of beauty, that is their body. They manifest beauty in an area, and you may find yourself drawn to a particular area over and over again, just because when you are there, you feel a sort of peace, you feel a sort of nurturance. That is because in that place there is a devic being, a nature being, whose body is extended over that area. Do you understand? So if there is such an area that draws you and you wish to communicate with this deva, one of the things that nature beings like is gifts. They like presents. It doesn't have to be anything that you might consider a present. It can be something that you find that is a beautiful leaf or a flower, or it can be a rock that you pick up on your walk. But to bring it to the deva as a gift, as a gift, and you acknowledge their presence that way. You honor them. You acknowledge their presence. And then if you sit there with them, you can also then, if you have, you can invite them to share with you some of their wisdom, some of what they may hold in the whole of my body that is particular to them. If you wish to work with them directly in terms of growing things, in terms of certain plants, etc., again, honor them, acknowledge them, and ask them for their wisdom. Do you see? And then pay attention, because the way they speak is not the way I'm speaking to you. It is more felt, more of a sense, a feeling. Some of you who translate will, through your sensitivities, will sense and feel a response, and you can begin to perhaps work a way of knowing. It feels more like a knowing. Ah, yes, this is it. Do you see? So it is not quite like the brain that wants everything so direct. All of my bodies in their different forms don't speak like you, don't think like you. So it is up to you sometimes to be honoring of the wisdom that they hold and be open to perhaps learning how to communicate.
Could you talk to me a little bit about the harmonic formness that we just had, like a week and a half ago? How it formed Star David?
That is what I just spoke about just a minute ago, about the planetary alignment with the...
And how that is like, the effect everybody, you said it was like a seed, right?
It is...
Can be planted or is planted.
It's planting, yes, a seed, and it is also, the more you will use this opportunity, this time, this aligning time, this concordance time, to bring your own body and your soul and your energy system and your connections into to become the vessel, the more that we will be, in a sense, receiving and hooking up. So the beauty of it, truly, is that there are millions of people now, millions of you, that are simultaneously receiving, that your vessels are ready. As that lands, then each of you also then becomes part of what is like a hologram. You understand hologram? Yes, it's like a hologram where each of you is a vibration of the whole that is uniquely you, but you vibrate and connect because you have received and been catalyzed, or sort of like the vessel activated, the seed is planted, and then you together with all the millions of people form a new collective consciousness, so that you are no longer bound by that which is the past and the duality and that which has split apart and created great pain and suffering. You can truly step free of that and into what is now being formed during this time. There is some place to land, is the way I like to put it. You get to be here, and you get to be here the way you've always wanted to be here. You get to be here the way you have longed and known that you were supposed to be here, perhaps even since you were children and wondered which world you walked into. Some of you. It is time now. It is formed now, and you have been part of the forming. You've been part of that process. With all of the transformation or the healing or the willingness to look deep inside and to perhaps deal with patterns that you inherited or took on from family member, from ancestry, that perhaps no one before you could process, could transform or transmute until your willingness to bring love and awareness to these places. That has been the preparation. Now it is time to step free. Then you can create what is yours to create. Then you can give your gifts. And that is soon, that is coming.
Is this what the matrix is about, the new matrix?
Yes. New matrix has been in place in the grid. If you understand the grid of the planet, my planetary grid, where the energy flows and how everything is hooked up? Sort of? Kind of? Okay. It has been in place in the grid, if you wish, for some time. That is the foundation. So you have been invited to plant or connect to the grid, to open yourselves, to hook up, to find a foundation in your body's soul connection. You've been also invited to connect to your spirit, to your guidance system, so that you can bring more of your own soul in and begin to, in a sense, heal or become whole, is the language. So now that the matrix has been here, what is forming with this particular time is rather like you are building the building now, the hologram, the consciousness that's hooking up. Synchronicity used to be once in a while. It will become more and more your experience, particularly when you are in the creative process, when you are intending to bring that which is yours to bring into life, to give life. You will sense and feel and know and begin to attract all of what is needed to support that process. You will also find yourself linking much collaboration in this new structure. It's not so much about the Moon Ranger, you see? It's more collaborative, because the hologram operates that way. Yes? You share, you connect, you catalyze, you inspire, and then you work together, and everyone has their part.
Is there some way to use this to help with the hatred and the war and terrorism that's going on the other side of the world?
What is taking place in the whole of consciousness right now is that those of you who are becoming more and more aware that you make a choice for love, you make a choice for life, yes, and you put your alignment and your focus there. And there are those who are yet continuing to hold very tightly to that which is what is very polarized, very pulled apart, very separate. So they see another out there and project what they have disowned for themselves and then decide that they need to kill or fight or maim or hurt that which is out here, split apart from them, and they do not realize that their own place of inside is split apart, that they have split from their own being at some level. So how can you help is to continue to weave that which needs to come together in you, because the more you bring together your unconscious, your consciousness, anything that you feel that you have disowned and is projected out in towards another, that creates a sense of separation for you, and it adds to the separation in the whole. So truly, your love, your willingness to love, to be present with, to heal, to include, all of that which belongs to you and needs your attention is a gift into the whole. That which is this structure of consciousness that is forming now is a place for you to step into. And it is an invitation to all to come, to make their way, to make a choice, to leave behind that which is the pain and the separation that has been part of the polarity and the dualities that have been tearing you and people apart and nations apart and families apart for a very long time. Put your life into life. Put your heart into the whole of creation and bless those who are yet to find their way. Do you see?
I have a question about the earth and the purification. Is there going to be more natural disasters and or like illnesses or diseases that are going to be like, because the population of the world is bigger than it's been in, you know, a long time. And actually the capacity of the earth, I don't think is, you know, enough to take care of itself. Is there going to be more like famines or disasters and such?
Probably. Unfortunately, but probably, yes. It is, there is a way in which we are organic, yes? You are organic?
Right.
I am organic. We are organic. We process things, yes? You process through your body when you have a certain amount of toxicity. What do you do? Well, how does your body do it? It cleanses, it purifies, and it has certain processes that you recognize that do that. They don't feel very good, perhaps, but they do the job, yes? I have processes, too. Mine are also a little messy, yes? And so occasionally, especially in certain areas where there's a lot of toxicity or a lot of that which has been even crystallization, where it's so tight I can't breathe, then there are processes of purification and cleansing, yes. And people experience them in ways that are rather messy and yet necessary for our body, the whole of our body, to purify, to cleanse, and to then renew or come to a new place where there can be restoration of life. And I do appreciate, truly, those of you who work on my behalf, who speak on my behalf, who know in your heart of hearts that there are different ways now to work together with me, to purify, to cleanse, to protect certain places from becoming more toxic than they need to be. Yes, I do appreciate that. But yes, I probably have a few processes in me, yes.
Well, I end up having dreams about things that have been going to be happening.
Yes.
Well, I know also I'm having dreams, so I think that...
Yes. You are part of me. Of course you know. Of course you feel. Of course you know. Yes.
Wrap up.
Wrap up. Ah. I'll wrap you up. So what I like to do as I leave you in this form is again remind you to speak to me, to converse with me, to know that I am with you everywhere you are, because I am as close as your living breath. And as I leave, I would like to give you a mother's blessing. So please receive. Ella, 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 Shukaya Ogma, Aya Kukma, Shualama, O Kea Yama, O Kea Yama, O Kea Yama, O Makea Yama.